And in trade week, it was confirmed yesterday that Tom Rockliffe will remain with the Brisbane Lions in 2017. He had been mentioned more than once in dispatches about moving on, but he will stay, but on the club's terms, not his own. David Noble is the general manager of football at the Brisbane Lions. Morning, David.
Good morning, Francis. G'day, Ox.
Hello, David. Good news for Brisbane, I would have thought, with Tommy Rockliffe staying, a quality player that he is.
Absolutely, Ox. You know, we're wrapped that Tommy's decided to stay. I think, you know, the conversation that Chris and I had with him and Tommy Pretore last week was, you know, was really productive. You know, there was no discussion around him deciding that he wanted to leave and us, you know, pushing him to the market. It was more where he was. He wanted to, you know, investigate where Chris and myself were coming from. And, you know, we're absolutely wrapped that he's decided to commit to the club 100%.
There was a perception that he'd become a disruptive influence, that there was a division within the playing group around the captain's behaviour. We know just prior to the trade period, some message on social media had caused some heartburn for the club. Just how brutal a conversation was it with Tom?
Oh, look, brutal's probably a bit strong, I think, Francis. Certainly there were some honest conversations between the four of us, you know, as grown adults, and, you know, Tom asking some really, you know, inquiring questions as to where we think the club's going, the direction, how it's going to get there. And, you know, I guess there were some questions from Chris particularly around what Tom's thoughts on the club, issues that we need to address, and I think how we can help provide some additional support, you know, particularly in that leadership area. I think going forward, Francis, is something that Chris and I have feel that we can bring some experience, whether it's an external provider or, you know, some internal guidance. And Chris is a great relationship builder, and we think that that's going to, you know, hold our leadership group, you know, in whole, you know, in good place going forward.
Did he accept that maybe he needs to change his approach to his game and the way he thinks about his football?
Yeah, look, I think that's pretty fair. I think all of the guys that Chris has spoken to throughout, not just only Tom, but I think, you know, the Richie and Dane Beams and, you know, a bunch of the other guys that Chris has spoken to, I think they're all accepting that there's areas of our footy club and our game that we want to improve, and that, you know, we need to strive to get through this period, get through the draft, and, you know, now we've got to put some performances on the board. So I don't think he's on his own in that space, but certainly that has been a common thread that's been discussed with all of the players as they've come through those introductory meetings with Chris.
Will he retain the captaincy?
Oh, look, it'll be as normal, I think, Ox, with most of those new opportunities for coaches to come in. We'll run a process like most clubs at the start of each year. That process will have some buy-in with some players, will have some values around it and some behaviours attached to it. Chris and I are working through who that's going to be as far as I said, you know, an external provider at the moment. But look, that all of that is open for discussion going forward. We need to make sure that the leadership group that's in that particular position, I mean, it's an honoured position to be the captain of a football club, and we need to make sure that the guys that are in that leadership group are going to deliver on those behaviours.
David, Jago O'Meara is the deal that most are waiting for it to happen. And if it doesn't happen, have the Brisbane Lions made contact with Jago's management, and are you in a position, if he does go through to the national draft,
that you'd be three
there for pick three, that you would have a crack at him?
Highly unlikely, I think, Ox. You know, where we're positioned, you know, going forward, look, I think it will get done. You know, it's been a sticky one. It's one that's gathered a lot of interest, but, you know, from having worked alongside and with Scotty Clayton before, I'm sure, and worked with Ridey, I'm sure those guys will get it together.
Just on this trade period, in terms of what we've seen is a separation with some of the bigger clubs being able to attract the best names, which goes against the idea of the equalisation of the competition. Mm. As a club at the other end of that, how difficult is it to try to compete in that market?
Yeah, it is, Francis. It's really difficult. I think when it first came in a few years ago, clubs really had to make sure that they put their house in order to make sure that if they were going to attract a free agent to their football club, there was reasons why that, you know, that free agent wanted to come to your club. You know, our club's in a situation where we've got to re-establish our brand again, and make sure that if we're into a free agent moving forward, that they have an attraction and a want to come to our football club based on our programs, based on our people, not on how much money we can pay. And that's something that we've we've been really clear with, particularly through this trade period, and some of those areas that we've ventured into, we've just put a stop to some discussions of, you know, we're just not going to pay people excessive money to come to our football club. They've got to want to come to our football club. We've got to make sure that that brand stands up strong again, you know, going forward. But it is hard. There's no doubt that, you know, I think what attracts them to the top end, though, Francis, is more of the lure of being able to play reliable finals. And that's certainly what you battle against.
David, can you just tell us about the Pierce Hanley move to the Gold Coast Suns? And he also said yesterday that he felt that Tommy Rockliffe had been let down by the club in trying to lead. What did he mean by that?
Yeah, it's hard for me to really quantify that. Ox coming in from outside, neither Chris nor myself had a chance to speak to Piers. I'd be happy to catch up with him to explore a little bit further around what he was alluding into that. I guess the only thing that I could intimate is the program of leadership, the program that we want to introduce to support these young guys going forward, to develop those skill sets for these guys to take into life after footy as well, and develop them as individuals. Maybe there needs to be some more, robust process around what that actually looks like. So, look, that I'd be only guessing in that, but that's certainly that's something that Chris and I are keen to introduce.
Is it? You get a picture here, Dave, that Chris Fagan's first job is to re-establish the self-esteem of the football club. It's almost as if some of the players that you're talking about, whether it's Tom Rockliffe or Pierce Hanley, felt that the club didn't value itself very much in the last little while, and therefore their behaviour reflected that. Is that what's at stake here? Is it about people putting pride back in the Lions jumper?
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, we've talked about as a football club, needing to become relevant again in the competition where we're not in a football state. But, what we've got, great people at our football club, very enthusiastic. They want to see the place, move forward. We've got our own academy. We play at a great venue at the Gabba. We have great weather. There's a bunch of things that are actually in our favour, and I think you're exactly right. We've got to create that, that brand, that culture, to make sure that the club as a unified force is moving forward together.
Well, it has been in the past and it shall be again with that attitude. Thank you, David.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, guys.